Chapter 6 Talons and Tea Leaves. When Harry, Ron, and Hermione entered the Great Hall for breakfast next day, the first thing they saw was Draco Malfoy, who seemed to be entertaining a large group of Slytherins with a very funny story. As they passed, Malfoy did a ridiculous impression of a swooning fit, and there was a roar of laughter. "Ignore him," said Hermione, who was right behind Harry. "Just ignore him. It's not worth it."
"Hey, Potter!"
shrieked Pansy Parkinson, a Slytherin girl with a face like a pug.
"Potter! The Dementors are coming! Potter! Woo!"
Harry dropped into a seat at the Gryffindor table next to George Weasley. "New third-year timetables," said George, passing them over. "What's up with you, Harry?" "Malfoy," said Ron, sitting down on George's other side and glaring over at the Slytherin table. George looked up in time to see Malfoy pretending to faint with terror again. "That little git," he said calmly. "He wasn't so cocky last night when the Dementors were down our end of the train. Came running into our compartment, didn't he, Fred?" "Nearly wet himself," said Fred, with a contemptuous glance at Malfoy. "I wasn't too happy myself," said George. "They're horrible things, those Dementors." "Sort of freeze your insides, don't they?" said Fred. "You didn't pass out, though, did you?" said Harry, in a low voice. "Forget it, Harry," said George, bracingly. "Dad had to go out to Azkaban one time, remember, Fred? And he said it was the worst place he'd ever been. He came back all weak and shaking. They suck the happiness out of a place, Dementors. Most of the prisoners go mad in there." "Anyway, we'll see how happy Malfoy looks after our first Quidditch match," said Fred. "Gryffindor versus Slytherin, first game of the season, remember?" The only time Harry and Malfoy had faced each other in a Quidditch match, Malfoy had definitely come off worse. Feeling slightly more cheerful, Harry helped himself to sausages and fried tomatoes. Hermione was examining her new timetable.
"Oh, good! We're starting some new subjects today," she said happily.
"Hermione?" said Ron, frowning as he looked over her shoulder. "They've messed up your timetable. Look, they've got you down for about 10 subjects a day. There isn't enough time."
"I'll manage. I've fixed it all with Professor McGonagall."
"But look," said Ron, laughing. "See this morning? 9 o'clock divination, and underneath 9 o'clock muggle studies. And," Ron leaned closer to the timetable, disbelieving, "look, underneath that, arithmancy, 9 o'clock. I mean, I know you're good, Hermione, but no one's that good. How are you supposed to be in 3 classes at once?"
"Don't be silly," said Hermione shortly. "Of course I won't be in 3 classes at once."
"Well, then, pass the marmalade," said Hermione.
"But, oh, Ron, what's it to you if my timetable's a bit full?" Hermione snapped. "I told you, I fixed it all with Professor McGonagall."
Just then, Hagrid entered the Great Hall. He was wearing his long moleskin overcoat and was absent-mindedly swinging a dead polecat from one enormous hand.
"All right," he said eagerly, pausing on the way to the staff table. "You're in my first ever lesson, right after lunch. Been up since 5, getting everything ready. Hope it's okay. Me, a teacher, honestly."
He grinned broadly at them and headed off to the staff table, still swinging the polecat.
"Wonder what he's been getting ready," said Ron, a note of anxiety in his voice.
The hall was starting to empty as people headed off towards their first lesson. Ron checked his timetable.
"We'd better go. Look, divination's at the top of North Tower. It'll take us 10 minutes to get there."
They finished their breakfast hastily, said goodbye to Fred and George, and walked back through the hall. As they passed the Slytherin table, Malfoy did yet another impression of a fainting fit. The shouts of laughter followed Harry into the entrance hall. The journey through the castle to North Tower was a long one. 2 years at Hogwarts hadn't taught them everything about the castle, and they had never been inside North Tower before.
"There's got to be a short cut,"
Ron panted as they climbed their 7th long staircase and emerged on an unfamiliar landing,
where there was nothing but a large painting of a bare stretch of grass hanging on the stone wall.
"I think it's this way," said Hermione, peering down the empty passage to the right. "Can't be," said Ron. "That's south. Look, you can see a bit of the lake out of the window."
Harry was watching the painting. A fat, dapple-grey pony had just ambled onto the grass and was grazing nonchalantly. Harry was used to the subjects of Hogwarts paintings moving around and leaving their frames to visit each other, but he always enjoyed watching them. A moment later, a short, squat knight in a suit of armour had clanked into the picture after his pony. By the look of the grass stains on his metal knees, he had just fallen off.
"Aha!" he yelled, seeing Harry, Ron, and Hermione. "What villains are these that trespass upon my private lands? Come to scorn at my fall, perchance! Draw, you knaves, you dogs!"
They watched in astonishment as the little knight tugged his sword out of its scabbard and began brandishing it violently, hopping up and down in rage. But the sword was too long for him. A particularly wild swing made him overbalance, and he landed face down in the grass.
"Are you all right?" said Harry, moving closer to the picture.
"Get back, you scurvy braggart! Back, you rogue!"
The knight seized his sword again and used it to push himself back up, but the blade sank deeply into the grass, and though he pulled with all his might, he couldn't get it out again. Finally, he had to flop back down onto the grass and push up his visor to mop his sweating face.